Hey, real talk on ShipCheck. Someone built a $9 tool that reads your GitHub repo the way a senior engineer would and tells you the 10 things that'll embarrass you before you hit publish. That's the whole pitch. 90 seconds, 10 ranked findings, plain English. No daemon to install, no Maven, no 60-tab dashboard. The person this is built for is pretty specific. It's the developer who vibe-coded a working app over the weekend with Cursor or Claude. The screens look great, the sign-up flow works on their laptop, and they're about to post it to Product Hunt or send the link to a recruiter. They're not a systems engineer. They don't know what SonarQube is. They just want someone to tell them they didn't accidentally ship a hard-coded Stripe key, which, per the sample report on the site, is exactly what the scanner catches first. Hard-coded API key in libdb.cs. Hi. That specificity is doing real work. Now the math. It's $9 a scan, one time and transactional. The site says 200 plus repos scanned, so there's real traction. If even a third of those were paid, you're looking at about 12 grand in total revenue, which for a side project is genuinely encouraging. But the ugly economics are right there in that number. The LTV ceiling is $9. Someone scans, fixes the issues, ships, and never comes back. You're not building a recurring revenue business, you're building a toll booth on a road that most people only travel once. That's fine if volume is massive and CAC is near zero, but it means this lives and dies on Product Hunt waves and Twitter virality, not on compounding retention. The one thing that could make it work is the positioning against the existing tools. The page calls out SonarQube and Snyk by name, and that's accurate. Those tools genuinely assume 10 years of production experience. The gap between an AI-built app and production-hardened code is real, it's growing fast, and nobody owns that specific buyer yet. What worries me is that GitHub's own security tab is getting smarter, and the AI coding tools themselves are starting to bake pre-ship review into the product. The window where this positioning is clearly differentiated might be 18 months, not 5 years. And you saw it yourself in the Reddit thread. The onboarding copy was confusing enough that users pasted deployed app URLs instead of GitHub repos. Conversion friction on a $9 impulse buy is a real kill shot. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building.